Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and My World with Stu Scheer. I am the producer, Michael Bejas. Anyway, you come on over to Trim Radio Network where you can listen in, you can message us, chat with us right off of the homepage, buy our merchandise, which we'd love to see you in and helps us stay on the air. Or if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is to do. Anyway, with that, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And that includes any medical and professional information. We inform, we don't advise. Music right there, Leave It to Beaver, is covered under our BMI Music License. BMI Music License, 6105-1658. And our call-in number, 803-866-1667. And folks, with that, I am just going to hand it right on over to Stu.
Hey, Michael. Wow, it's Wednesday again. We just did a show on Sunday. Now we're doing one on Wednesday. Well, we normally plan to do Wednesday. It's been one heck of a week. One heck of a week. I'm babysitting a cat, believe it or not. Yes, babysitting a cat. You think you just feed them and change the litter box? That's it. No, they demand attention. Oh, do they demand attention? Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. My world's been crazy so far. I don't know about you, but it has been one crazy week so far, and I still have to make it through Sunday. We'll get there. Anyhow, my disclaimer is nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out.
And Facebook, as we throw one more thing in there, we Trim Radio Network covered under right here. We cover my world, and we are BMI licensed for legal music plays. Understand it. Learn it. Get it. It's just that simple. Quit blocking and muting our shows.
We got a license, man. We got a license. Well, anyhow, sit back, relax, and chill out, and tell your friends about us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Wow, big shout-outs. Trim Radio Network, it's a great group of people to work with. It's fantastic. And Michael and I have worked on stuff before at another network, and we've been doing this one for a few years, and we're doing fine. And I really appreciate the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. But remember, buy the merchandise. That's what keeps us on the air. It really does. And if you go to our Trim Radio Network, We Cut the Bull and Serve the Truth page, our website, you're going to see the different shows that we have. And I'll tell you what, we've got some good shows. Fishing in Florida show, Money and Change radio show, Sunday night with me, and My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. That's tonight, right now at, it's now 8:04. And we have the Natural Marketer podcast, Offsides College Football Top 25, the Red Pill Reality Show, the Slobber Knocker Show, Spiritual Freedom Show, Take Point 22 Radio Show, Nixie Weekly Music Countdown, the Brighter Life Show.
Life Walk.
Oh, yeah. Michael, you want to tell them a little bit about that show?
Well, you could catch us Sundays, and we... changing things around a little bit, but right at 6 o'clock, you can catch us with Life Walk with Christ God. And we jump around the Bible into different things, and we read right from the King James Bible, and we talk about it. And that's one of the greatest things that we get to do. And we'd love your friends to call in. We'd love you to come on by and visit us. And you know what? Like Stu said, we have great merchandise, color-changing coffee mugs. I mean... we've got wonderful sweatshirts, short-sleeve shirts, long-sleeve shirts. mouse pads. We've got just about anything that you can imagine. But you got to come over and you got to take a look at it and see the merchandise that we have. And it is very reasonably priced. And it does help us stay on the air, guys. Understand, none of us get paid for this. Not a penny. I don't take a dime. Riskella does not. Victoria does not. Stu does not. It's, you know, we're very good.
We have fun.
Yeah, anything that we do goes right back into the radio program. Anything. And that's where it should go. So none of us personally make any profit at all. It just goes right back into the radio show itself. That's it. But anyway, with that, folks, there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd love to have a money and change mug that when it changes color, it turns into a $100 bill that prints itself.
Let me see what I could do.
Oh, well, you never know. Well, and that's wishful thinking. I'll tell you what.
I always wanted the goose that laid the golden egg.
You wanted the goose, or you wanted to goose the goose that laid the golden egg?
Whichever gets me the golden egg. I don't care what I have
okay,
to do.
You don't care. All right. Well, you see, this is how this show goes. And if we want to cut loose and have a little fun, we can cut loose and have a little bit of fun. I mean, you know, we don't have sick and demented minds like some radio shows. And I won't mention Bob and Tom and some of the others. We like to keep it clean, but we have a little bit of humor, too. Well, you know, check us out on Trim Radio Network and buy the merchandise. It really does help keep everything on the air. Also, big shout out to the University of Findlay, www.find. The mouth ain't working today, boys. It's www.findlay.edu. Check them out. NCAA Division II school. They're always good in basketball. They're good in football. They're good in wrestling, a whole bunch of other sports. But primarily, you know, it's an educational institution, and they have some very good professors, very good programs. They're good. They're in the top 100 colleges and universities in the United States. And it's a great campus. It's not that big. They have about 4,500 students. And they do a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and a doctoral degree. And if you're going to take physical therapy, you have to have the PhD for that in physical therapy. And that's just one of the requirements. And they also have pharmacy. You know, you could go to their pharmacy school. Now, I believe that's a six-year program, as well as the physical therapy. But I'll tell you what, they have, gee whiz, pre-vet, equestrian studies, all kinds of stuff. They even have a hazardous materials school. Not too many colleges and universities have that. And you can get, I believe, up to a master's degree in hazmat, hazardous materials. So that's the University of Findlay. Check them out. They're in Findlay, Ohio. And it's a great school, good professors, great administration. I can't say enough about it. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Oh, Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's been busy. He's been making more blanks. That's the center part of the pen. And he does that all custom work. He also does the pens and other things besides that. He did a pie cutter and a pizza cutter and all kinds of stuff. I mean, the guy's got some talent and he makes some very, very good things. So check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. They're on Facebook. So check them out. Michael and I both have pens. We paid for the pens because Phil didn't give them to us. He said, no, you want the pens? We'll sell you the pens. And he custom designed the pens. They're fantastic. Very good job. They don't go out of the place until they're perfect. Trust me. And if you like a Second Amendment pen, check out Rusty Ducks Custom Pen. He has like, I think, two or three kinds of Second Amendment pens, and you'll love them. Okay, big shout out to Money and Change. And that's every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And we talk a lot about different things. And we also talk about preparedness. And in this day and age, if you're not into preparedness, you better be. Things are going to get tough. And what is it when the tough things get tough, the tough get going? Well, you're going to have to. Also, the big shout out to the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista out in Wisconsin, out in the middle of Wisconsin. And the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Great people down in Wiggins, Mississippi. Southern Prepper 1 with Dave Kobler. And then we have Ed Carswell with Prepper Nurse 1. Those are all on YouTube. And then we also have Appalachian Homestead with Patara, P-A-T-A-R-A. Fantastic lady. She's very knowledgeable about what goes on. So, you know, hey, when I find things out that are of importance, like the latest thing from Doug and Stacy on YouTube, these are the guys I haven't met before. I think I've corresponded with them once. But they used to be educators, they used to be finance people, and they decided to get a simple life. And what they did was, well, Doug became like he was Amish. You know, the straw hat and the long beard and the suspenders and everything. Doug's a nice guy, very intelligent. Stacy, his wife, she's good with all kinds of craft stuff and small-time farming and things like that. She's very good and very knowledgeable about different things. So check them out, too. Boy, the shout-outs are going to get longer and longer and longer. The more I tell you people, I'll just call you friends because you're listening to the show. And if I can help a friend out, I will. And that means, you know, if I can help you save some money, if I can help you survive any problems that may occur in the future, or just give you some humor like I will later on tonight, that's my happiness. I'm helping people. If I'm not helping people, then what's my purpose here on this blue planet we call, this blue marble we call Earth? You know, we could be on Mars where it's either freezing or boiling hot. We could be on Mercury where it's smoking, or we could be vaporized on the sun. But anyhow, a lot of shout outs, because I follow a lot of different people. I just don't sit here and watch a lot of videos. I'll find out which ones are important to pass the information on or put links on. There's one called Eating on a Dime with Tara and her mom. And they're out in Idaho. And they had a thing called Eating for a Dollar a Day. And they had recipes. So I posted it on our website for my world. Why? Because some of the recipes look good. So why not post them? And you could make cheap meals for a family of four or six. You know, you work that out. You know, I'm a single guy. So, gee, what do? I like to go out and eat different places, but sometimes it gets expensive. And anymore, I don't know about you, but the prices. Oh, you know, I took a friend out to dinner the other night, and we ended up getting some hamburgers and some fries and two drinks, and it was something like $32. It wasn't all that fantastic. But like they often say, $32 is $32. I mean, we could have gone to Wendy's and maybe spent $18. Or we could have gone to White Castle and maybe got by with $1.25 a piece. I don't know. I haven't been to White Castle in a long time. They used to call them belly bombs and sliders. Have you ever had belly bombs and sliders? You know, I was at a food convention, in Orlando years and years ago, and White Castle was there, and they were serving these miniature sandwiches for breakfast. They were breakfast sandwiches, and they were good. And the people from their corporate office were making them and so forth. And they were good. And I said, when do you guys serve lunch? And they said, about 11:30, and you come back, and we'll serve you lunch. I figured, okay, that's fine. So I told this friend of mine that was with me at the convention, I said, look, we'll go to these other exhibits, but we meet back here at 11:30, and we're going to have White Castles, and we'll see how the corporate people make them. Well, we did. We came back, and they had stuff going on, and I said, well, are the bombs and sliders ready? And they go, you must be from Columbus. Because people from Columbus, Ohio, they call them belly bombs and sliders. And they are belly bombs, especially with cheese. Oh, my God. That will keep you up nights. Matter of fact, it kept me up one night when I was working on my master's degree at Xavier University. And we couldn't get our steak sandwiches at the restaurant bar down the street, known as the Dana Gardens. I'll give them a plug. And we got there, and they'd been robbed, and cops were there, and it was a pandemonious situation. So the bartender said, nah, we're closed, and I'll see you guys maybe in a couple of days. Okay, so we said, well, where are we going to get something to eat? It's now 11:30. We have midterms, and we've got to study, but we're hungry. Where do we go? Somebody said, let's go to White Castle. So we went, and of course, you just don't buy one White Castle because they're probably an inch and a half by an inch and a half by 2 inches thick. And I got them with cheese and something to drink and some onion straws. And I was up all night taking antacid pills. I'll just say Tums. I didn't sleep at all that night. I'm trying to study, and I'm trying to function. And finally, by about 6 o'clock in the morning, all the discomfort left me. So that's why I like to call White Castles belly bombs, because they were, especially with cheese. Oh. But, you know, we go to these different places, we try different foods, we take a look at the prices. Mom and pop restaurants are generally a little bit cheaper than some of the bigger name places. You know, I mean, you love to go to Olive Garden, you know, you love to go to other places, Wings and Rings or BW3 and just all kinds of places. And barbecue places. But I'll tell you what, anymore the expense is something else, and it's going to get worse. And a lot of the small restaurants are probably going to go by the wayside. So, I was talking about Doug and Stacy, and somehow I got into food. Well, what they do with their food is they grow it. And they say if you lay off prepared foods and you just eat your vegetables, you'll do a lot better. And I think they're right. A lot of homegrown stuff is better than getting it at the market because you don't know what it's been laced with. But check out Doug and Stacy, and they are on YouTube. Good people. And I don't think that they would lead anybody astray. And it's fun to see them go on a trip and go to Layman's up in Kidron, Ohio. It's up in Holmes County, which is, the Amish section of the state. But check that one out. And eating for $1 a day with Tara and her mom. You have to check those out. You really do. Oh, a big shout out to Jerry and Catherine for joining the show. And they're good people. I know them both. One's in Mississippi, and the other one is not too far away in a place called Fletcher, Ohio. So a big shout out to those guys. They're good people. Trust me. A lot of people that join this Facebook group, they're all good people. I have people in Myanmar, South Africa, Europe, North America, but I don't have anybody in Iceland, and they speak very good English. So if you're in Iceland, hey, send me a jingle, you know, I mean, send me an email, let me know. Our website is free on Facebook. You can check it out. Please do so. I publish things there probably 2 to 3 times a week, maybe 4 times a week. If it's important, I will put it there. And I will post videos. And that's a good thing to check. Wow. So much stuff going on. I don't know about you, but I think every time some people have been wearing the mask and they're talking about the jab and everything else, I think their minds are going. I keep seeing people that are so paranoid that they're wearing a mask and they don't need to, or they have 2 and 3 masks on to keep from getting something that the mask can't prevent. Masks don't work. If you're a surgeon, I think the reason why that doctors and nurses have that is because they don't want you to know who's doing the surgery, I guess. I don't know. But everybody's worried about that. And somebody came up and they said, oh, it's going to hit September 25th. It's going to happen September 25th. How do they know? Is there a switch on a special calendar board that you flip the switch and, oh, it's time for a virus? I don't know. I don't think they work that way. And somebody asked me, they said, well, what do you do to keep from getting the virus? And I said, I take my vitamins. I take vitamin D3. I take vitamin C. I take an eye cap for my eyes. I take zinc. I take magnesium, the pills. And you don't want to take too many of those. Weird things can happen. But I take magnesium, and then I also have some stuff that, you know, I don't sell this stuff. I get it. I try it. I like it. It's Highlands Bioplasma. I get it off of Amazon. I've had this stuff for years. It's great for my sinus. I can take these, and I don't have a sinus problem. And around here in Ohio, sinuses do happen frequently. But I watch where I'm at with people. I watch how my sanitation is. You know, you're washing your hands. You're using hand sanitizer if you've been around people. Just a lot of common sense things. And I don't think you'll have a problem with it. And if I do, there's some stuff called ivermectin. And Greg Hunter talks about ivermectin, and he also talks about, hydrochloroquine. And it works, and I have some just in case, if I need it. The primary use is a dewormer, believe it or not. But the side effect with it is for viral things. So anyhow, I look at it this way. If you use your brain and you eat well, get fresh air, get plenty of sunlight, guess what? I think you won't have the problem. What's going around now, they keep saying, oh, it's COVID. It's the fall sinus stuff with leaf mold and stuff like that. So just Play it smart. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on. Hey, did you hear about that jet, that F-35 that was lost? Could you imagine you have a very expensive plane and you're taking it out and you're flying and you're doing different things in South Carolina, and all of a sudden the plane goes haywire and the pilot figures, well, I can't solve this, so I'm going to bail out of here. So he bails out and the plane continues to fly. Well, I guess it finally crashed. They found the site supposedly. And the big question is, how in the heck did it crash? Now, on Yahoo News, I said, I was going to look for different things tonight, and this one popped up, and it said military investigators are facing a slew of questions about why an F-35 stealth fighter jet went missing for more than 24 hours before its wreckage was found in rural South Carolina. Well, that's because it didn't have its transponder on, because they could find it if it was on, but it wasn't. The question is, why was it off? And it says the scrutiny mounts of the sophisticated warplane, which also saw a pilot eject last year during a failed landing in Texas. Investigators are expected to take months piecing together a timeline of events that began Sunday afternoon. Now, knowing some military people that I know and that I listen to from time to time, something like that happens. You figure you're in a 12-story outhouse, and somewhere down the line, you're catching everything from above, and then finally, you're at the bottommost guy, mainly the pilot that bailed, is probably down in the bottom, and the sump pump failed, and all he has is a shovel, and stuff is coming down very quickly, if you know what I mean. And I imagine there were some high-ranking generals calling down to the people down the chain saying, what's going on? I want to know everything about that plane. You better find it out. And I need an answer in 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours. And then that person passes it down and he says, I want answers and I need it within 2 hours. And somebody at the bottom gets the word. You have an hour to find out what caused the problem, and we got to get it solved. There's a lot of scrambling and probably some investigative finger pointing, and who knows? It could be the fly-by-wire system that the plane uses. Instead of using hydraulics and cables, it's fly-by-wire. And maybe electromagnetic pulses caused it to have a problem, or maybe it was the computer program itself. Who knows? But a lot of people are going to be answering a lot of questions on that jet. And, it says here the F-35B Lightning II jet, manufactured by Lockheed Martin and operated by the Marine Corps since 2015, took off from Joint Base Charleston on Sunday afternoon. A lot of questions are going to be asked on that one, troopers. A lot of them. And, after expending all that money for that one plane, you'd think that they would make it to work right. Oh, well. I'm not a pilot. I did sleep in a Holiday Inn Express one night. Oh, well. Some stuff that goes on is crazy. Then you got people talking about what happened January 6th and everything else. And it's like, I'm reading along to see this information. I get on Facebook and I keep getting stuff on Facebook about funerals and who's buried in what grave. I didn't ask for that, but I'm getting it. You ever get that? Here's one that popped up on Yahoo News. Man moving bag of potting soil dies after being stung by a swarm of yellow jackets and bees. And it said a Kentucky man died in the emergency room Monday after being stung 15 to 20 times by a swarm of yellow jackets and bees. I don't think yellow jackets and bees get along together. I think it was probably the yellow jackets because they can get quite nasty. I don't like being around yellow jackets. I don't like being around bees. I know bees are our friends. The yellow jackets can be quite nasty. I always like to keep a can of spray for yellow jackets that will spray 20 or 30 feet because I don't want to be around and get stung. Bee stings and I do not get along very well. Even if you try other types of remedies, it doesn't work. So you better have the squad called and or else get to the emergency room ASAP. Well, what else has been going on? A lot. And I can't tell you what to do as far as preparing. I've always said on all the shows I've done, pay down your debt. Put some money aside by long-term food, whether it's canned, freeze-dried, or whatever, long-term food. Make sure you store it correctly. Make sure you have the medications that you need. Especially if you're a diabetic, make sure you have the medications that you have to have. Also, make sure that you have clothing for the climate. Now here in Ohio, it's starting to get colder. So our nights are down about 50 to 60 degrees. So you have to have a light jacket. Eventually it's going to get down to the point where it's 32 degrees and you better have a heavier coat. Oh, and one thing I found on Amazon, which I like, I don't shop a lot of Amazon, but I'll tell you what, I found one that I like. It's an electric vest. Have you ever seen those things? It's like a down vest, but it's got electric wires in it and a special type of battery system. And by golly, it works. The problem of it is you got to remember to turn it off. And they have a little LED light on the patch up here, and you hit that button. If it's red, it's hot. If it's blue, it's cold. If it's not lit, it's not powered up. And that little battery will last you for up to 8 to 12 hours on a low setting. And they get very toasty. I know. I went to a basketball game up at Findlay, the University of Findlay, and I forgot to turn it off. And I rode with it in the car. It was off. And we were out walking around the campus a little bit before we went to the game. And so I hit the button. And yeah, it warmed me up. And I'm sitting there watching the game. I kept getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And I kept looking. I finally looked down and I saw the button was red. It's an oddball feeling, you know? It's like sitting on an electric hot plate in a way. I love that that coat. It's a vest, and it works quite well. But you prepare for bad weather. You prepare for all kinds of stuff. If you have a generator, you better run it. You better make sure you have enough gasoline, or it can be plugged into propane. If you need it, make sure that maybe you need solar panels. That gets expensive, but you can buy small ones that you can charge radios with and so forth. Do you have a GMRS radio? General Radio Service Radio. License or $35 for 10 years, and you don't have to take a test. And it's a high-powered walkie-talkie. You'll get 5 miles, maybe 30 miles with it. And that's only with 5 watts. You can get them higher than that. But it's good to have your own local net so you can talk to different people, find out what's going on. But that's preparing. And you buy your food, and you always buy a couple extra cans here, a couple extra cans there. Because what happens if the dollar just collapses? How are you going to survive, pay your bills, and so forth? That's going to be a problem for a lot of different people. And those that don't prepare will get into trouble. It always happens. Oh, locally. Oh, somebody made me an administrator of a chat group in Facebook. That's fine. I can handle that. I'm not on that much. And I'm willing to help people. I mean, that's just my nature. And all of a sudden, somebody went out. They were saying that the local fire training academy or place had lithium ion batteries that they were burning and testing and doing things with. And it was close to the city's water supply. That's not a good thing. And some of the vapors from burning the lithium ion batteries escaped, and people were concerned. A business had to shut down because it got in their ventilation system and so forth. And they wanted to have this academy to be able to train local firemen to do their job instead of driving 40, 50 miles away, 60 miles away for training and having to drive back. It's a good idea. And Bowling Green State University wanted to help out with the academy, and that's fine. But then somebody said, okay, we can make 600 or whatever the dollar amount is to have this research company come in and burn these batteries and to see how to put them out. Do you know that if you have a lithium ion battery in a battery powered car, it's very difficult to put the fire out on a lithium ion battery? Difficult. Water does not work. CO2 does not work. A lot of things don't work, and that's why they were doing that research. But the problem of it is, it's right next to the water supply for that town. Yeah. And so you put this toxic stuff up in the air, it carries over and gets in the Great Miami River, and the water comes out of the Great Miami River for the most part. And now you have a toxic situation that you may not be able to get that out of the water. Somebody didn't think things through, did they? And maybe they did, but they forgot something. Maybe they wanted to make some money out of the deal. But they didn't think about the consequences. I guess they had a city commission meeting the other night, and it was long, and it was quite interesting. I'll put it that way. One of my friends who has a YouTube and a PBS video company called the American Wood Shop was there and talking to the commissioners about everything. And I listened to part of it because I had other stuff. I had to prep for other stuff. And I'm trying to do multitasking here, and I'm listening to this. And he was telling me, he said, I studied hydrology in college at Michigan State University, and I did this and I did that. And this is what you're causing problems with the environment. And the look on the commissioners were like, we didn't know that. Well, the old saying is we're going to have a coming to Jesus moment. Well, yeah, I have a feeling that's going to happen. And if they are all running for a commission again, I think three of them are. If they can't come up with a good answer, I don't think they're going to be on the city commission anymore. Just my guess. But you don't endanger the water supply. The training is okay. They burn straw and they burn pallets to learn to put out fires and stuff. They climb a tall tower and rappel down. They do all kinds of stuff. You know, it's having fun for the firemen. It's training, but they have fun doing that. And I don't blame them for that. But the toxic stuff close to the water supply, I think they got to rethink that one. And that's what's happening locally. And people get really upset. Somebody went out on the state route that goes out in front of the training center, and they took a paint roller and they put white paint on the roadway, and it said toxic. And they did that several times, T-O-X-I-C. And I was talking to somebody at lunch today, and he was an ex-Ohio State patrolman. And I said, hey, I said, Pick, we got a problem. And I said, you know, the guys wrote this toxic stuff out on the State Route 66. I said, I saw the city out there painting over it. And I said, defacing state property, doesn't that automatically bring in the state patrol? Because they do that investigation. He said, darn tootin'. And I said, but it's been painted over. So what happens if a car goes on the highway and this stuff is slick and it hits the slickness and slides off and hits another car, causes an accident because of what's on that roadway? He said, well, the state patrol would have to do the investigation. And I said, you know, that's kind of crazy. People running around doing vandalism. This is ridiculous. I mean, they were wearing the mask too long and breathed out what they were exhaling too much of. They lost their brains. You don't vandalize. It's okay to protest peaceably, but you don't vandalize. You don't cause damage. People can't get that through their thick skulls. I'm not a genius, but I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express one time. It really, really upsets me with that. Here, this town has a nice park system, and it kind of goes down the tubes. They have a great bike path around the town, along the Great Miami River and the canal system, which is known as the hydraulic system here. Beautiful places to walk. And it's so beautiful at night, the deer use the bike path and the hydraulic canal part of the bike path. Walk around at night to go feed and whatever. I've seen them do that. They even come in my yard or walk down the street. I mean, they come in out of the country, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, if I'm up, I'll look out my kitchen window, and sure enough, there'll be three or four deer, no bucks around, just the female deer, walking down the street, cutting off, going into somebody's backyard, looking for something to eat or, you know, whatever. And then they go down to the bike path, which is maybe a quarter of a mile away. They get on the bike path, and then they walk all the way down through the cemetery out to the Swift Run Lake, and they like to go out that way. But the town has a lot of good things that they need to develop and bring it back in shape. I think we've got like five or six parks here, and they need to fix them up, keep them clean, and so forth. And people need to stop making a mess. It's like, okay, we've had COVID, so now we just do whatever we please? I don't think so. Is that the way it is in your town? Has things gone to hell in a handbasket? Sometimes I think, you know, that it's happened. Crazy drivers. People not paying attention to what they're supposed to be doing. People getting killed at a football game because they were drunk. I heard that one today. I forget where it was at, but that's ridiculous. And people are just not acting right. If you agree with me, hey, let us know on Trim Radio. I mean, am I thinking wrong? Am I going nuts? Well, some people say I'm nuts. I don't think I am. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, and it drives me crazy because guess what? We never had this back in the 1950s and 60s. Yeah, we had our problems, but not like this. And then it got into the 70s and the protests and everything. It went to the 80s and then went to the 90s. Then we got the early 2000s. And that wasn't all bad. And then all of a sudden, we have this invention called COVID. And then things in the last 3 years have just gone down the tubes and all the crazies are coming out. That's why I say, guys, stock up on food, stock up on water, pay down your bills, put some money aside. Long-term food, make sure that you've got batteries for radios, solar flashlights. I've got a bunch and I test them every now and then. I can plug them in the wall, charge them up, or I can set them in sunlight and they do work. And that's good. I do have my GMRS radios. I love them. I'm still learning how to use them for different things. I've got a couple of radios that are specialty radios with all the emergency channels. I could listen to Cal Fire if I was in California with these things. I could listen to hospitals or whatever. I mean, they're good radios, but they're very, very, very expensive. And they had to be specially programmed out in California for the entire United States. Very expensive radios, but they serve a purpose. And that's in preparedness. And that's what we have to do. Do you have a good water filter? How good's your local water? Does it taste like kerosene? Does it taste like chlorine? What's it taste like? Does it have a metal taste to it? Iron taste, sulfur taste? I don't sell them, but I've had a Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, water filtration system in my house here for probably 8 to 10 years, probably 10. And I take the tap water, which smells like it's got chlorine, and I pour it in the top. It goes through the carbon filters and then goes out through the fluoride filters, which takes out the fluoride. And guess what? I have pure drinking water without a whole bunch of crud in it. Is there a taste to it? No. It's just water. I drink it all the time. You take the fluoride out and supposedly, and it's only supposedly, it changes the pineal gland in the brain and keeps it from calcifying, which has a tendency, I guess, to make people smarter. You never know. There's so much stuff that's out there, and you listen to so much stuff, you read so much stuff, and it makes you wonder if you're sane. You know what I mean? There are a lot of crazies out there in the world, and I'll tell you what, I don't want to be one of the crazies. But speaking of crazy, you know, last week we talked about the Wrinkle City Gazette. And people said, well, where do you find this? Well, all you have to do is Google it. It's Wrinkle-City-Gazette, or just type in Wrinkle City Gazette. And it will bring up the Gazette. Not all the years that it was done, but it will bring it up. And I thought we'd have some fun towards the end of the show talking about funny things from the Wrinkle City Gazette. And guess what? It stands to be true sometimes. You know, you might be from Wrinkle City if you spit more than twice during your wedding ceremony. Think about it. Every car you fix never runs again. You might be from Wrinkle City if the flood history of your area can be seen on your living room walls. You know, I go downtown and I will walk by a building and it says the great flood of, what is it, 1913 was up to this level, and it's about a foot higher than my head. And I'm thinking, okay. And I go a little bit farther away from the river, and suddenly it's down to neck high, and then later it's a lot less. Thank God I live up on the hill, actually on a plateau. It doesn't flood up here. It all goes down to the river, and that's a good point. But I do love the river. Beautiful area to walk, ride your bike, whatever. The Forest Hill Cemetery and Arboretum is a beautiful place. Very peaceful, very serene, very scenic. It has some historical graves there. Who knows? Maybe I'll have a hysterical grave. I don't know. You might be from Wrinkle City when you consider pork and beans to be a gourmet food. And you know, you might be from Wrinkle City because Taco Hell gets demolished and the cockroaches are picketing the construction site. Or you might be from Wrinkle City when your fly is undone in your wedding photos. Could you imagine that? I don't know. Could you get those wedding pictures taken over? I know I had a friend of mine that was a photographer. It was actually my college roommate, and he did weddings on the side. And I was visiting one time. He says, "Hey, come on, I got to do a wedding." I said, "Well, you got everything together?" He said, "Yeah, I've got my most expensive camera," which at that time was a Mamiya C-Core. It was the next thing to a Hasselblad, which is a very expensive camera. Of course, this one was too, and a few others. And so I said, "Okay, I'm killing time, so we'll go." So I went to the wedding. I just sat in the back and I just made sure all of his equipment was it was there. I had to guard it because you go into a place and you've got maybe $15,000 worth of equipment. You don't want it disappearing, especially in a church. And what happens is he takes all these pictures. And then he gets home and realizes he didn't have any film in the camera. I want to tell you something. His wife let into him like you wouldn't believe. I would not be in his shoes. Oh, man. It was a bad sight. Somebody paid, you know, $10,000 for pictures and you ain't got them. So now you got to give back the money or retake the pictures. Oh, that was a trip. But your fly is undone in your wedding photos. That's not a good one. But in Wrinkle City, it can happen. You think the rate of inflation has something to do with your wife's rear end? I'll tell you what. Sometimes you see some people with some humongous, you know what's. Genetically, I think somebody slipped up. How about, you might be from Wrinkle City if your bathroom tissue is Wendy's napkins. You ever go to Wendy's? And they always stuff the containers that hold the napkins. And you try to take out one and you can't get them out. How are you going to wipe your hands and face, especially if you eat something that's really messy? And then when you dig and dig and dig and you pull them out, you end up with maybe an inch thick of napkins. You only needed a couple, but now you have all these napkins. Well, you might be from Wrinkle City if bathroom tissue is a Wendy's napkin. Maybe you're something from, who knows, Taco Bell. You might be from Wrinkle City if your idea of talking during making whoopee ain't no cars coming, baby. Oh, that's a little. Well, anyhow, there's a lot of stuff out there. There was a story in the Wrinkle City Gazette about the old family physician. And the old family physician was being going on vacation, and he entrusted his practice to his son, a recent medical student. And when the old man returned, the old doctor returned, the youngster told him, among other things, that he cured Mrs. Ferguson's problem. And she was a wealthy lady, and she had chronic indigestion. And the guy's father said, "My boy, I'm proud of you. But Mrs. Ferguson's indigestion is what got you through college. Think about it." Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. The Wrinkle City Gazette has a lot of different stuff in it. And a lot of people have fun reading the thing. And I'll tell you what, it's good, good humor. Except for the Happy Buns Clothing Optional Society. Think about that. Happy Buns, B-U-N-Z, Clothing Optional Society. And it's getting ready to close for the daily camping for the season. What's a clothing optional society? Oh, a nudist camp. There was a story that Happy Buns was built next to the local golf course. And the golf course attendance rapidly increased. It probably tripled in size every month. And they put up some type of a snack shack. And the snack shack was overwhelmed because of the nudist colony, or the clothing optional society, was next door. Anyhow, so much for the Wrinkle City Gazette. Guys, we've had fun tonight. We've talked about a lot of different things. It's time to start prepping. It's time to have some humor. It's time to keep your eyes on what's going on. And with that, Michael, that's all I've got for this week with my world. And we'll see everybody on Sunday at 7 o'clock for Money and Change. And that's all I've got. Have a good week, guys.
So, Stu, just a real quick question. Next to that golf course, what was the bar and grill? Was it called Hole in One?
Hey, we do have a sense of humor, guys. I don't know if they had a bar and grill there.
Well, I just figured they'd Happy Buns, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what happened when they went to start up. Orville Buns, who was the owner, was getting the privies or the outhouses ready, and he always liked to smoke a cigar, but he did that one day, and they found him in the next county, and he didn't know how he got there. Well, anyhow, guys, have a good week, and we'll talk with you later.
Yeah, he goes under the alias of Bill Clinton. All right, anyway. God bless. Thanks, folks, for listening to Trim Radio Network and tuning into My World with Stu Scheer. And we will see you again later on in the week. Anyway, with that, I hope you all have a wonderful and safe week. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in with us. And don't forget, come and visit us, folks. We'd love to see you around. And with that, we are out of here.
Buy the merch.
Buy the merch. All for the merch. All right, Mr. Stu. And with that, God bless you too. And I've got to shrink this thing down. There we go. We'll talk to you later.